Right now, a young person held in King County can decide for themselves whether to talk to law enforcement officers without an attorney. But both the Office of Public Defense and a King County council member say kids need more protection. Patricia Murphy reports for KUW's Race and Equity team.
At any given time, about 50 young people are booked into the juvenile detention facility on East Alder Street in Seattle. Some are awaiting trial. Others are booked in because there's no adult to release them to. More than half are kids of color. Attorney Anita Kandelwal says the problem is clear if you consider a recent scenario involving a 17-year-old African-American male being held in Seattle.
A guard came to him and said someone was out in the visiting area to see him. He didn't know who it was, and he walked out, and he saw that it was law enforcement.
Kandelwal, who's the policy director at King County Department of Public Defense, says the boy agreed to talk with them, but things quickly went south. Eventually, a public defender took notice and stepped in.
And she interrupted the interrogation and said, you know, do you want this to continue? And he didn't, and so she ended it for him. He really described a deep sense of relief when this ended for him.
Kandelwal says the boy told her he felt harassed, scared, and intimidated. It's a situation, she says, that could be avoided. King County Councilman Dave Upthegrove is proposing that young people be required to consult with an attorney before they make the decision to talk. And according to Temple University professor of psychology Lawrence Steinberg, there's an increasing body of evidence that shows kids in detention aren't capable of making that choice on their own. Steinberg says teenagers aren't good at understanding the long-term consequences of their decisions, especially in stressful situations.
What studies have shown is that they tend to focus on the short-term consequences, and they're not aware that they may be saying things that can be used against them later on.
Steinberg adds that being a person of color can exacerbate the problem.
People of color may be even more frightened or more stressed out by the experience because of what they know from watching the news. Or from other people's experiences.
King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg and the Sheriff's Department think it's a bad idea for the county to effectively invoke constitutional rights on behalf of kids in detention.
It's well-intentioned. I mean, we all want our kids to be safe. We want to protect vulnerable kids. But it would have unintended consequences.
Satterberg says detention is one of the places where law enforcement can try to begin a conversation with victims of sex trafficking away from their pimps.
It's very hard to deal with, to talk to young girls out on the street when their pimps are nearby, but if they're in detention, detectives regularly will go up and we have to build a relationship with them, and sometimes it takes a couple of visits before the young woman will realize that this police officer really wants to help me.
Satterberg fears under Upthegrove's motion, this opportunity would be lost because attorneys would always advise the juvenile not to say anything without an attorney. Anita Kandelwal says that would be a violation of professional conduct. Attorneys advocate for their clients based on individual circumstances.
And I think a kid who's been told by an attorney that it's safe to have this conversation, that you're not going to go deeper into the system if you have this conversation, is going to be more willing to talk to law enforcement. And that child is going to be less scared and possibly be more forthcoming and share more accurate information.
Though they disagree with the council's motion as it's written, both the King County Sheriff and the prosecutor's office say they're interested in examining best practices around questioning kids in detention. The King County Council's Law and Justice Committee will hear the motion Tuesday afternoon. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.